Good morning and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar in condominium and plan development law. He's one of a handful of attorneys that are in the state. The firm has offices in Fort Lauderdale and is available for appointment in Orlando, Tallahassee, and Nashville. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. We'd love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. So give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Glad to be back. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list, which continues to grow year to year. By joining each week, you're going to get announcements about our show, our blog, our free seminars. By the way, we'll be announcing the new schedule today. It's going to take us about 30 minutes to go run through it all, believe me. You get copies of our newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more. Of course, every Monday morning, we've been doing a blog for about the last 10 years on an HOA or condo topic. You can find that at hoa-condoblog.com. Again, hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic: so what legislation may be in store for 2020, part one? Well, yeah, laughing because I'll give you a hint.
Yep.
So far, not much. Yeah, but what else is new, right?
Not so much.
Not so much.
And you usually have a hand in that legislation.
Well, I do this year. We're trying to get mandatory education for condo directors passed. Let's see if we
can
pull that off. That would be great.
Instead of just signing the affidavit?
That dumb affidavit. So hopefully we'll get that going. But Karen, great to be back on the air with all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Hope everybody had a wonderful holiday season and a happy and healthy new year. I can tell you, for me, it's kind of hard to believe it's 2020.
I'm glad it is.
I remember thinking, though, as a child, one day in the future, it's going to be the year 2000.
Now it's 2020.
Now it's 2020. I remember thinking, wow, I'm going to be 32 years old in 2000. I'm going to be an old man. Yeah, that was 20 years ago.
Let me do the math, Carrie, right? Okay, wow. Well, I'm older than you are, my friend. And to think, the show started. Do you know when the show started?
Yeah.
Back in 2009.
Yeah, right.
You mean, that sounds like such a long time ago. We've been doing this for 12 years, my friend.
12 years. Well, time flies when you're having fun. And that's why what we hope to do here every single Sunday morning, and maybe learn a little something from each other along the way. But the last time we were on the air, we were concerned that Nancy Pelosi wouldn't deliver those articles of impeachment to the Senate, so we can put this impeachment fiasco behind us.
Oh, so much has happened.
And here we are, though.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed, right?
Well,
weeks later,
well,
she still hasn't done it.
She's back to work tomorrow, so maybe she'll transmit them tomorrow. But, you know, she still says that she must first agree to the procedures that will be used in the Senate trial.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Isn't she the Speaker of the House?
You would think, right? Except for one problem. She's still not a senator. You're right. That's the bottom line. And you know, she has no say in what goes on in the Senate, just like no senator had any say in what went on in her House of Representatives during the impeachment proceedings.
You're an attorney. Isn't the president entitled to a speedy trial?
Of course he is, you would think,
any
fundamental due process he's certainly entitled to, which he certainly has not received today.
And then she says he has to have a trial, but isn't there something like a summary judgment where you can
that
just...
That might happen tomorrow. Stay tuned. We'll talk about that, actually. There might be a motion to dismiss filed, but at this point, I think it's pretty clear that she's simply unsure of how to play the game at this point. I don't think she's happy that she actually went through the impeachment proceeding and put this country through a complete waste of time, literally over nothing, over an impeachment that isn't even fully supported by her own party, not a single Republican. So she's stuck. She doesn't know what to do. And like you're saying, tomorrow in the Senate, there's going to be a bill filed, apparently, to dismiss the impeachment on procedural grounds.
And they have the votes.
It's possible. I don't know if Trump wants it, because if it gets dismissed on procedural grounds, that means no evidence gets heard. In other words, just on a procedural technicality, gets dismissed before it even gets going.
But does that mean he was impeached, though? Because they said no.
Not if they don't deliver the articles, technically.
Yeah.
You're right. So
if they dismiss it without delivering, then I would think that would be good.
It might happen. The procedural grounds that they're alleging Pelosi violated was waiting too long to send these articles in. And, the law, in any case, in Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, anywhere in Florida, the law works the same way. You sit on your rights too long. You don't. A plaintiff doesn't proceed with their case. Court has a right to dismiss
it. But there's nothing in writing that says how many days they have
exactly.
to do it.
Here, so the Constitution is a little vague. That's right. Yeah, it's kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes.
So do you think that Trump did the right thing in taking out Soleimani this week?
You know, when I was a kid, Iran seized our embassy in Tehran. They took our hostages for 444 days. We all remember that saga if you're old enough.
God, yes.
You know, America waited for our country to do something, anything, to get them back. And what I'll never forget is I was actually at the ticker tape parade in New York City on a freezing cold day. I believe it was in the month of February when they finally got home. Carter did try, a helicopter rescue, and tragically those helicopters crashed into each other. Yeah. Everybody was killed. But the hostages were actually released. Amazing documentary I saw on this recently. As Ronald Reagan was actually getting sworn in. During the swearing-in ceremony, the plane with the hostages actually took off. But again, since that time, 40 years ago, no retaliation from our country. Since then, Iran sponsored terrorism against our country and other countries in the Middle East. It's going on for decades, no retaliation. And to make matters worse, Obama enters into that terrible Iran deal that gave them $150 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars, and nearly $2 billion in cash payments in the middle of the night. And even after giving them that, the deal still allowed them to have weapons of mass destruction, basically, keep building towards that, allows for self-inspections, allows them to test missiles.
Self-inspections,
can you believe this? And still allowed to test and build intercontinental missiles. Think about
that. Which could hit Israel.
That's the deal, right? That's the deal we entered into with them. And that deal was an out-and-out disaster. And it's just hard for me to believe that we actually paid Iran money to please be good. Here's $150 billion. Please be good.
Well, it was their own money that was we froze.
Yeah, right. But we could have held on to it. Right. Instead, we gave them pallets of cash in the middle of the night. So our policy has always been, no retaliation for anything. And instead, we hope to kind of literally buy peace.
He didn't do anything when they shot down our drones
nothing.
Either.
Right, exactly. Look, now you see where it got us. Right? You see where it got us, that appeasement.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting because Soleimani, he was the head of the coup.
Yes.
So which was really, it's outside, it's a special force, what is it, like, that's against Israel?
Yeah, Israel and a sponsor of terrorism throughout the Middle East. Absolutely.
And he only had 6 weeks of military training, so I don't know how he's a general, but anyway.
Right.
But this week, they proved that there is a new sheriff in town, which would be Trump, and he's still in town. I think he leaves today.
Right.
And Iran is going to be dealt with a little bit differently than Obama dealt with them, so no more cash to the Ayatollah.
Yeah, it took us 40 years to get here. Here you had an Iranian general vowing death to America, actively aiding and abetting in plans to attack our embassy and other American interests in the Middle East, really right up until his death. And according to the Pentagon, this guy was already responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans and other coalition members and the wounding of thousands more. So anybody questioning whether or not this was the right thing to do because it may escalate into something more, they don't realize it's already escalated since the days our hostages were taken for 444 days. It's been escalating for 40 years because since then Iran has sponsored terrorism, and they didn't seize an American military ship just a few years ago, right? I mean, they did
seize
an American military ship just a few years ago. Remember that picture
and
with the American soldiers and their hands up?
And kneeling. They
kneeling,
made them kneel.
And we stood by and we took that too. They shot down, like you said, one of our drones a couple of months ago. Enough is enough. Instead of doing something about it to stop their aggression over the years, we sent them billions of dollars. And bottom line is, no more, and it is about time. Love that tweet yesterday. We have $2 trillion in brand new equipment. Attack any of our American interests, and you're going to have some of that new equipment delivered personally to you.
Well, this was rather exacting, the attack on him. They knew he was at the Baghdad airport.
Precision. This wasn't done to start a war. It was to stop additional attacks against our troops.
But it is a little bit provocative.
You know what's provocative? Terrorism is provocative. So I think we rightfully responded.
We're kicked out of Iraq, though, right?
Yeah, Iraq. You know what? I think based upon the fact that we saved that country, right, went in and saved them from a brutal dictator. And when we leave, what happens? ISIS comes in and takes over. So I think the parliament can vote all at once. I think we'll let them know when we're going to leave. I think that's how Trump will play that. But let's take our first break of the hour. Taking your calls about anything or everything in the world of condos or HOAs, anything else you want to talk about, give us a call in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on WWL. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric. Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. He is board certified by the Florida Bar and Condominium and Plan Development Law. He is the guy to call if you have any questions about anything crazy going on at your condo, HOA, or co-op. The number is 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585.
Any condo or HOA New Year's resolutions you want to talk about, by the way, like, I'll be nice to my board, I'll be nice to my owners, I'll be friendly with the manager.
Well, I'll pay my assessments.
I'll pay my assessments, right. We can say those on the year, too. How about we go to the first call of the day? David in Boynton. How are you, Dave?
Hi, how are you? Thank you. First of all, Happy New Year to
Happy
both
New
of
Year,
you,
man.
And thank you for being on the air for the past 10 years.
12, but who's counting?
Everybody.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, that's right. So my question is that I'm part of an HOA, and over the years, they've always allowed a certain section of the pool area, which is a common area, to be lent out to people that are making a birthday party or something like that. Now they want to put in a rule that if we do allow you to do that over there, you have to invite the entire complex of 267 homes. Is that legal?
So you can have a party, but if you're going to have a party, you don't have to invite everybody. Obviously, that would be a ridiculous rule. But I guess they're saying if you want to have a party, you can't have exclusive use or exclusive, you know, access to the pool. That's the only way I can reasonably interpret their pool.
They are
rule.
Allowing other people to come to the pool, but they want you to invite the entire community. We're not talking about a Thanksgiving party.
No.
We're talking about
So in other words, somebody wants to make a birthday party for their spouse or whatever, and they want to have it by the pool, right? So they're telling you that you have to send an invitation to everybody in the community. That would be an unreasonable rule.
If they bring a gift.
If they're telling you you don't have exclusive use, okay, that would be obviously a silly rule. We're not allowing you to have exclusive use of the pool, and you have to invite everybody. What in the world could possibly be a reasonable rule or a reasonable reason to have such a dumb rule? So, no, I would think that doesn't make any sense. Now, you know, can they do things like if you want exclusive use, charge you for exclusive use, the amount of money that it would cost to clean up the party after you're done, things like that? Sure, those are reasonable rules. Those are contemplated by the statutes. But it's certainly not contemplated where if you want to use the common elements to make a birthday party or something, everybody in the community has to be invited. That doesn't make sense. And in all candor, I'd like to see that rule in writing before it can't be the case. So I'd like to see it in writing and have you show it to me, email it to me, and let me comment on it in that regard. Okay?
Right. And they're making it so restrictive that nobody will be able to breathe anymore in the HOA anymore.
Yeah, I just can't imagine an association making a rule that if you make a party, the entire community has to be invited. It just doesn't make sense. I can see them saying that you can't have exclusive use, but they can't tell you who to invite. That's kind of silly. Okay?
Right.
Thanks for the call, Dave.
Thank you
Appreciate
very much.
It. All right. How about we go to Rita in Miami? How are you, Rita?
Hi. Good morning, Eric. Thank you so much. I am calling about our condo election and the rules. We had an error that we didn't provide the 60-day notice, so our election is not actually till this upcoming week. But the people who had signed for the option to vote online did not receive physical ballots. And we were told that, 200 units had signed to do online, which we thought was an option. But
yes.
They said, no, you signed a waiver. So they didn't actually mail out physical ballots.
Yeah, I don't think
they
have to. Yeah, I don't think they have to is if the people opted in. If the people opted in. Well,
okay.
You're saying they didn't get their 60-day notice?
Well, and we got that resolved. We pushed the election out later.
Okay.
So now we've had a proper second notice of election.
Okay.
Election. We're on target that way.
Right.
But I wondered for the people who are having trouble voting online. They're saying they're having some trouble with the
online voting?
With the online system.
Right.
I'm wondering about the physical ballots. I guess they just have to go to the office and get one.
Correct.
Is that how
exactly
it works?
Right. They should be able to contact the association and say, hey, I want a physical ballot. You know, they can revoke their choice to vote online as long as they didn't vote already and get a new ballot.
I don't know they could
get a
vote
paper
online.
Ballot. They can't. Yeah, they can't. Now we have. A matter of fact, I was at an election this past week, Thursday night, in a Hollywood condominium, where in a approximately 300 unit condominium, nearly half of the people voted online.
So you think that'll become the way of our federal election?
It might be. No, I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see it going on in like federal elections
Russia
or state
hack.
Elections, right? But do I see it potentially catching on? I'll tell you, I'd be the first one to admit I was very skeptical about online voting.
I know you were.
But I saw it work the other night, and I got to tell you, so far, I liked it. You know, some people say, well, that's you only had a very small amount of people actually vote in person. A lot of people voted online. Is it subject to potential hacking, things like that?
Yeah, you go in and change a few numbers.
The president of the company who was running the election, I said to him, you know, how does this work? And the people who opt in, you know, they have to supply their email and they have to supply a password, and then they
so
get
it's
sent.
Outsourced to another company.
It's
that
outsourced
handles
to another company
it. Got it. With
he
no
says,
bias.
I don't even know.
Got it.
The people who opted in, I don't know their name.
Okay.
And their password.
They're just a number.
Right. You know, the only potential that I see for fraud is if the people on the board give a fake list that say these are the people who opted in,
oh.
And you know they and this is their email address and this is their password, and you know all of it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's the only way I see that could potentially be fake. But other than that,
then,
no, I actually saw it and I thought it worked well. Yeah.
Did you say if you want to vote with a physical ballot, you have to revoke your opt-in?
Yeah, I think you should tell the association, no, I'm revoking my my notice that I want to vote by online system, and I want a physical ballot, and I think they have an obligation to give it to you.
Okay, and if people walk into the election and they are opted in to vote online, but they didn't,
yeah, they would have the right. They can
they have a right at the election.
Absolutely, they can. If they did not vote already online, and by the way, the statute says nothing about suppose you voted twice. What are you supposed to do? So basically, whatever the instructions, yeah, you know, what is it? What's supposed to happen on the night of the election? Do you count the online vote or do you count the physical vote?
Right.
The statute says nothing. That needs to be clarified. And basically, whatever the instructions say to the unit owner counts. But yes, every owner is allowed to, if they haven't voted, the statute is very, very clear. At that annual meeting, they must, by law, have ballots, paper ballots available with the envelopes for people to vote. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you
Eric,
for the call, Rita.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. How about we go to Pat in Deerfield? Hey, Pat.
Hi, Eric. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure thing.
At our annual meeting, the question of building security came up, and some people want to put cameras on their doors or on the door frame.
Yes.
Can you tell me what laws are for that?
Okay, so the
is
only
it a
thing
material
that
alteration,
yeah.
Do they need board approval or
like
entire unit owners
yeah.
of the whole building approval?
Okay.
What's the procedure for
and
cameras?
It's a great question, and it's something that also maybe the Florida legislature needs to address as well at some point, because at the mm-hmm. moment, even if let's say the condo association itself wants to install cameras, right, on the common elements. Absolutely 100% considered a material alteration, needs the vote of the unit owners, right? So what I'm suggesting is what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So if the condo is association, if they make the change, it's a material alteration, then you can certainly make the argument that if a unit owner puts in a camera on their door, it's a material alteration and it needs a vote of the community. So my opinion now is, yes, if you're going to change the exterior appearance of your door that faces the hallway to look something other than how it always looked, that would be a material alteration, and it requires a vote of the unit owners, typically a three-quarters vote. I think, and I think you raise a great point, I think that should be changed. With the safety measures that are now available, people should be able to have
a ring doorbell,
something like that for security reasons. And
a unit owner already has it, but it's
sure.
not on his door frame. It's on the building proper itself.
Yeah, 100%. That's a material alteration.
And that's a condo, not an HOA?
And, yeah.
That's a condo, right? Yeah, 100%.
I thought if it's on the door, yeah. if he put it on the door, which he owns, basically, right? The door is...
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
So
the only thing, the only provision of the Florida statutes that talk about what you're allowed to put on your door or the frame or the, you know, the mantle of the door is what? A religious symbol. That's it. It's like a mezuzah, like a cross. That's the only thing that you're allowed to put on your door. That's it, according to the statute.
Some unit owners have their names on their door.
Had their names on it, you know, it depends how far the board wants to push
it. And the unit number, they put it on the door or the door frame.
Yeah, now Brian raises a good question from my office. Well, you know, what if they have a doorbell and just replace it with a Ring doorbell? You know, no actual change. To me, if it looks the same, I have no problem. But if you're going to get into whether or not it completely changes the exterior appearance, then I think, yes, it would be a material alteration. Doesn't change the appearance, and you can figure out a way to kind of put a Ring doorbell there without it really looking so much different than the other doorbell doors in the community. Shouldn't be a problem whatsoever.
Is it the same thing in an HOA, though?
No. You own your house in an HOA. You can do what you want.
All the unit owners say, yes, we'll allow doorbells, Ring doorbells, or no, we will not, instead of having every unit owner have to go for individual approval.
There should be one vote in the community. In other words, somebody should do the paperwork, have the attorney do the paperwork to have one resolution passed by the community, 75% vote, that would allow for the installation of Ring doorbells.
Yeah, but there's going to be some guy that puts up all kinds of cameras.
You got to limit it. Now, obviously, you'd have to limit
it. It's going to look like,
Karen understands after doing this for 12 years, you give somebody a finger, they're going to want your arm, right? So you got to limit it in size. You know, the bell shall be no bigger than, you know, there shall only be one camera, you know, things like that. Because if you will make it a very broad rule, you're right. Someone's going to put up 36 cameras on their door and it's going to look like, you know, a war room.
And nobody can say it's an invasion of their privacy?
No, absolutely not. You have no expectation of privacy walking in the hallways of your condominium.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely none. Okay. Thank you so much, Pat. Appreciate
so much,
it.
Eric, I appreciate
Let's
it.
Do that. You got it. Let's take
it. I'm sorry. What if the HOA wants to put up security cameras, though, like at the gate or something? Do they
have HOA is different than a condo. There's no material alteration rules.
Okay.
HOA, basically, the board has much more leeway and latitude. Absolutely. Let's do this. Show is flying by today. We're already halfway done. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
The second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer. He is giving you free advice about everything condo and HOA. The toll-free number to call, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
The lines are absolutely going nuts. So how about we go to John in Deerfield? Hey, John.
Hi. I have a question for you. I'm with an HOA association. And there's two other associations connected to our pool recreation area.
Okay.
And as of last year, one of the associations no longer wanted the management company handling it. So as of last December, we canceled the management company. And I took over, I was president, I took over as president in December of the year before, you know, before this last one. And my thing is this. Come February, we had a meeting. Only one other person showed up, me and myself and one other person. So what I'd done, being I had the accounts, you know, hooked up to the Wells Fargo Bank and everything, I went online and paid everything online, the water, the sewage, the everything.
Right.
And I had been having the bank pay everything, you know, automatically every month, the pool services and whatever else. I no longer pay the management company, and I no longer pay the cleaning company because I actually do it on my own. Once on the weekend, I go down there and straighten it all up.
Okay.
And I maintain the pool also besides the pool company because now they want someone CPO certified to make sure they do the readings every day, which, you know, I do. I'm right there, right by the pool, and I went and got my CPO license. I'm just worried I can't get nobody to even come to a meeting. So now I've done it all for last year. I submitted my bank accounts last January to the certified accountant who did our taxes.
Yep.
Now, am I headed into any trouble if I can't do anything? Should I just continue to do this, give the the bank account, show the bank account to my tax person?
Should you do this? I mean, it seems like the community
file the taxes again.
Yeah, it seems to me that the community would be in terrible trouble if not for you. You know, the bottom line is, it seems to me, the way I understood it, there's like three associations that should be involved, right? Are you president of like a master association, or are you president of just?
One of the three. I am president still.
Okay. And is there a master that's like above the three, or are there three separate ones?
No.
Okay, so you're president of one.
No, all three are separate. I have 30 homes in one, 28 in another, and 12
okay.
in one.
Okay, now typically when you have several different associations that are sharing the responsibilities of a common area, there's, let's say, a fourth association that is formed, where and the board of directors of that will be made up from one or two board members from all of the associations, and that'll be like a master association. But whatever it is, it seems to me that, you know, without you, nothing's getting paid, nothing's getting fixed, the pool isn't being taken care of. So should you keep doing it? Hey, it's wonderful that you're doing it. You know, you should be applauded for doing it. Just make sure that there's a director's and officer's insurance policy in place that covers you, right? Should, you know, God forbid you do something wrong or negligent, you know, you want to make sure that there's a policy there to cover you. But other than that, you know, you're concerned that people don't show up for meetings. I always say take that as a compliment. Trust me, if you started doing wrong, if the pool looked horrible, if the bills weren't getting paid, if the electric was getting shut off and your assessments were going up, believe me, all of a sudden you'd have people show up at the meetings. But for now, John, you are to be commended. Okay? Good work.
Yeah, it seems like one of the associations, number two association, they were feeding the pool area water since the place been built back in 74.
Right.
And I had a long-term discussion with them about that. I paid them for the last 2 years. We signed an agreement.
Right.
We paid them for the last 2 years for supplying water to the pool.
Right.
I then went and got the city and the Broward County to put in my own water line with our own meter, which
right.
cost almost $8,000. But I saved them all that by me managing everything,
Understood.
Me cleaning everything, not paying the cleaner, not paying the management, taking care of even the grass as far as fertilizing and all that.
John,
I
seems like you're doing a great job.
Yeah,
bottom line is, and don't take this the wrong way, how people that take on all this responsibility sometimes wind up getting in trouble is they begin to get a little resentful and they say, you know what, I'm tired of doing this for free, start dipping into the fund thinking nobody's watching, and then they get in trouble. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that's what you're doing. Obviously, it doesn't sound like you're doing
right.
anything like that, but I'm telling you, this is what sometimes happens in communities where the person doing everything sometimes feels resentful and entitled at some point. So good for you. Stay out of trouble. Make sure there's insurance in place, and I wish you a happy and a healthy new year. How about we go to Jim in Estero?
Hi, how are you, Eric?
How are you, Jim? What's
happy
going on?
New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. What's up?
Okay. My question is, can a association set up a vote for an amendment changing the way you do it, you know, from the statutes? What they want to do is, instead of having 67% of all the unit owners vote
yeah.
to amend the declaration, they now want to have an amendment where only the people that vote, 67%, can pass an amendment.
I understand. Yeah,
this legal?
The answer to that is yes. In other words, if your documents require two-thirds, right, of all the members of the community, of all units, but you take a vote and you get two-thirds of all units to make an amendment that says going forward we only need two-thirds of the people that vote, if that's what people want to vote for and change your amendment procedure going forward, totally legal, nothing wrong with it, done all the time, by the way.
Okay, great, because I looked at the amendment that they wanted to change, and it made sense, because
yes.
to do any kind of a change, a major change, in any of the condominiums I've ever been associated with.
Yeah. Too damn hard, right?
Almost impossible.
Absolutely. So a lot of times.
67% or 75% of the vote.
Yeah, but
nothing was that being, you know, nothing was done.
Yeah, but Jim, let me say this. Your documents are basically, you know, your constitution. You don't want to make it too easy to change your governing documents, right? I'm of the opinion that it shouldn't be very easy. So maybe switching to a system not where a majority of the people that vote, suppose only five people vote, three get to change your governing documents? No, I'm not in favor of that.
Yeah.
So what I would be in favor of is, though, a simple majority of all units. I think that's fine. But I don't like changing.
Okay.
I don't like making it too easy. It shouldn't be that easy to change your governing documents. Okay?
Right, but it's not contravening the statutes, then?
No, not at all. Okay.
Okay, great.
Thanks for the call, Jim.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Happy New Year to you. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. When we get back, phone lines are still crazy. And, of course, we'll give you the schedule for our seminars that are literally right around the corner. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Here's Jeff and Jonathan from Sherlock Tree.
Do your trees on your property look like a mess? Are they unsightly and overgrown? At Sherlock Tree Company, we know you're tired of going from company to company, hoping to find the one that gets it. At Sherlock Tree Company, we get it.
I'm Jonathan, the head arborist at Sherlock Tree Company. We've been here in South Florida since 1974, serving the Tri-County area. Our entire team is first class. We are committed to the long-term health and wellness of your trees. Please call me or any one of our other certified arborists at 954-788-4000.
Sherlock Tree has state-of-the-art equipment that is ready for action the minute we roll up on your job and what you've hired us for. Our large staff does residential, commercial, and large HOA work for some of the most notable properties in South Florida. Whether it's trimming or pruning, tree removal, new tree installation, or even if you want a whole new look, Sherlock Tree won't quit unless you are completely satisfied.
Call me, Jonathan, at Sherlock Tree Company at 954-788-4000. Check us out on the web at SherlockTree.com. That's SherlockTree.com.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for CenterState Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, CenterState Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face-to-face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? CenterState Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. CenterState Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Is your condo or HOA paying too much to heat the pool or spa? If so, now's the time to switch to geothermal technology with Symbiont Service Corporation. Geothermal technology with Symbiont Service is eco-friendly, green technology that harnesses the energy stored beneath the Earth's surface to heat and cool your swimming pool. Geothermal technology not only helps you reduce your carbon footprint, but rest assured, you can't beat geothermal for reliability and performance. It's even unaffected by air temperature. Best of all, Symbiont Service's geothermal solution heats like gas at a fraction of the cost and with a serviceable life expectancy of 15 to 20 years, which is 2 to 3 times as long as conventional pool heaters or more. And get this, geothermal technology by Symbiont Service can actually cool your pool in the summer months. Symbiont Service serves the entire state of Florida. Go geothermal now. Find out how Symbiont Service can heat or cool your pool and save you money. Call Symbiont Service at 800-881-4328. That's 800-881-4328. And to learn more about Symbiont Service and read the amazing customer reviews, visit geothermalflorida.com.
Crazy and HOAs here on 850 WFTL, and we're going to go right to your wonderful classes.
Yeah, exactly. Remember, everybody, election season is here. That's it. Once January 1st comes around after New Year's, the election season is in full swing. I had one, believe it or not, January 2nd.
No.
Into the wee hours of the morning.
Oh, my.
Actually, yeah, so here we are. Election season has started. And remember, if you don't get certified either 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after becoming a board member, you're off the board. One way of getting certified, attend our popular Condo Craze board cert class. We've certified over, you ready for this, Karen? Over 20,000 Floridians all over the state. Such an honor to do this for everybody. It really is my joy to go out and meet everybody in the community. And by the way, the class was, I love it. I have a great time. And we were also approved by the DBPR to provide two 2020 legal update credits for all our community association managers that attend. Love when they attend. They add a lot to the class,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, they do.
So the schedule is out, and believe it or not, the next one is now less than a month away. We kick it off
February 4th. This is going to be at 9 a.m. in West Palm Beach at the Convention Center, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
And here's a new one. How about this? February 8th in Tallahassee, 9 o'clock in the morning at the North Florida Home Show. We partnered with them. So we're going to do the seminar at the home show. Should be interesting, unique. Yeah. Breakfast will be served, too.
Of course,
fun.
You feed these people. But you want, while you're in Tallahassee, you're going to try to ram down that new law.
We will try, yes.
That makes sure that all directors have to take your course.
We'll be fighting on all fronts, believe me.
All right, March 3rd, then, 2020. Miami Beach Convention. So you're going from Tallahassee to Miami.
Tallahassee to Miami.
But you got a month to get there.
Right,
L&L
Condo
and HOA Expo.
Yeah, then March 19th, Dave and Buster's Hour Event in Hollywood. Dinner served, 5 o'clock. Then we do the seminar at 6.
That's
always
fun.
An amazing turnout, hundreds
super
of you.
Fun. March 27th, 9 a.m., Naples, New Hope Church, L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
A week later, April 4th, back in Miami at the Convention Center at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
April 23rd, Tampa Convention Center. That's also the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
And then Broward, new location this time, April 28th at the Signature Grand at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
Wow, I love that one. And April 30th, that would be the West Palm Beach Convention Center again, so you're going to hit it twice.
Hit it twice.
L&L Condo and HOA Expo, and June 4th in Orlando as well. That'll be at the Orlando Convention Center. And, you know, you teach so many different topics of the seminar, including the importance of the from time to time language. If you don't have that, really important to know about it, official records, the different types of documents that govern your community, service and emotional support, animals, woof, collections, manager responsibilities, all of the new laws that were passed this year, and a lot more. Of course, he feeds you some delicious free food, and you walk away with a nice certificate that's frameable, and he gives you the notes from what he said to you, so that's even better. Certainly, you leave much, much wiser. How do they register?
Just go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com, condocrazeandhoas.com, and we'll see the hundreds of you that are expected to register. Really look forward to it. All right, here we go. We got just a few minutes left, so kind of shotgun fashion. How about go to John? How are you, John?
Hello, Eric. Question for you. I have a condo here in Coral Springs. I'm all new to this, but I've been dealing with a mold issue, and because of my lack of knowledge on how to handle this, I contacted my Wells Fargo. They gave me the name of my insurance company, who told me to call my association, which I did. And three different visits between the manager of the association, a construction worker that they sent, and just recently their maintenance man came up with a determination that because of my water heater leaking, supposedly through him verbally, that it caused the whole situation that I'm responsible for. And I can live with that if that's the case, but is that the best I can do, or what in a situation?
No,
because I'd like to get this either in writing or and make sure I dot my I's across the T's depending on what I need to do on a mold situation in a condo.
All right, so here's the bottom line. Where is the mold? Is the mold, beneath the paint on the common element walls? Where is this mold located?
It's on the walls. It's like in the living room where the air conditioning and water unit is, and it spreads around. It goes around like half of a circle or half a square. Goes into the guest bedroom and everything.
Okay, so generally speaking now. Wait, John, hear me out. So the bottom line is anything above the paint, right? If the mold is above the paint, then that's your problem, basically, okay? Anything below the paint, in other words, if it becomes part of the wall, it becomes the mold is into the wall. If it's on the other side of the wall, that's part of the common elements.
Even though it's his fault?
Even if it's his fault, they have to replace it. Now, technically, can they replace it, and then the condo's insurance company will probably pay for it, and then maybe they may file what's called the subrogation action against you, right, for causing the damage, and they're going to want their money back that they pay the condo. But regardless of that, regardless of where it may ultimately end up, the bottom line is who's responsible for repairing it, replacing it? Since it's a common element, it is the responsibility of the condo association, regardless of who is negligent and who actually caused the problem. They have to fix it. That's the bottom line. But if it's above the paint, your side of the wall, right, your problem, you have to fix it. Sorry, John, we got to keep going. How about we go to David in Delray?
Hello, David. Eric.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
On the recreation area, board of directors, if they don't want to enforce the documents, how can you make it happen?
Okay, so when you say the rec area, is this in a condo or an HOA?
It's neither. It's under 617.
It's under, okay, got it. So you have to look at, and this is not just specifically for associations that are governed by 617. It could also be the same logic applies for condos. It applies for HOAs. Take a look at your governing documents. There's a lot of articles that attorneys have written about this over the years as well, where unit owners want the provisions of the governing documents enforced, and sometimes the board is very lax in doing so. And some of the unit owners say, no, I want to force them to enforce the provisions of their documents. Can I? And you have to take a look at what the governing documents themselves say. What do I mean by that? Sometimes the governing documents say the board shall enforce these provisions, which basically gives them no alternative but to enforce the provisions. And sometimes the governing documents say the board may enforce these provisions. If there's a may in there rather than a shall, the board has very wide latitude in deciding which rules and regulations to kind of care about and not care about. So that's the first thing I do. Go back and take a look. See if there's the word may or shall in there. Okay?
Gotcha.
You got
okay,
it.
Thank you.
How about we go to Mo in Fort Lauderdale? How are you, Mo?
Yeah, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What's going on?
I understand that a condominium president cannot also be the secretary. However, the association has a situation after election, only the president speaks English very well and can write minutes of meetings.
Okay. What makes
so
you think, hold on.
Problem?
What makes you think that only that the president can't be the secretary? Now, the only way that the president can't be secretary, right, is if your governing documents specifically say so. Because that's a situation that I had earlier in the week where, yes, we have a situation in a community that I represent that one person is serving more than one officer position.
Huh.
Why? Because it's totally allowed under the governing documents. Now, what obviously can happen, a president can't be both president and vice president, but, you know, unless your documents specifically prohibit the president from also serving as the secretary.
What about the treasurer? Yeah. That'd be a little scary,
yeah,
though.
But it doesn't mean that it's illegal. Okay. It doesn't mean that it's illegal. The bottom line is take a look at your governing documents because, you know, you started this by saying, I understand that the president can't. Well, respectfully, the only way that would be an understanding is if your governing documents specifically prohibit it. Okay? Good luck, Mo.
Thank you.
All right, how about we go to Sonia in Miami. How are you, Sonia?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Okay. How can we help?
Eric, what if you can't get reverse mortgage because the condominium doesn't have enough insurance?
You can't get a reverse mortgage because the condo doesn't have
insurance? Yeah, because the condominium doesn't have enough insurance.
Can't you get insurance?
Oh, that's interesting. So, yeah, we have cases going on right now where owners of condominium units wanted to sell their units, and they can't do it because the buyers are doing a check. They're trying to get mortgages, and there is no insurance. Yeah, the
like
lenders.
Like flood and
yeah,
wind.
The lenders find out there's absolutely no insurance on the building.
I thought you had to have it.
You gotta,
it's illegal.
Condo statute says got to use your best efforts. So here, the bottom line is what you'd have to prove in a court of law that the association is not using its best efforts to adequately maintain the common elements. Okay? So, you know, what have they gotten? When's the last time that they did an appraisal of the common elements of the condominium, right? When's the last time they did that? By statute, they're required to do it every 3 years. So one of the things you want to do, Sonia, is make a request for access to records which show when's the last time the association did an insurance appraisal. If they have not done it within the last 3 years, they're violating the statute, and they're certainly not making their best efforts to get insurance, and that may be one hammer that you'd be able to hold over their head. All right, got last phone call. Rob in Deerfield. How are you, Rob?
Good morning, Eric.
How can we help?
Okay, I recently attended your Dave and Buster's class.
Hope you enjoyed
wonderful
it, Rob.
And very informative, and I thank you.
Sure thing, thank you.
My question has to do with a candidate that's running has passed away, and proxies are in, and the date is coming up
in a couple of weeks. Probably time for to redo the second notice. But on that note, everybody, thanks for tuning in to Condo Craze and HOAs. Have a great week. We'll see you again next Sunday at 11 a.m. here on 850 WFTL.
If your association has ever been through a major restoration or renovation project, you know it can be a complicated, expensive, and stressful undertaking. Noise, dust, unexpected problems, and that C word no one wants to hear, change orders. But it doesn't have to be chaotic. DSS Condo is here to help you through the condo project management process. Most projects go over schedule and over budget. Without an expert, independent advocate in their corner, associations are exposed to cost overruns, low quality results, and long-term disruption for owners. DSS Condo is Florida's leading association project management firm. They provide tailored, expert construction management services for all types and sizes of association projects, helping you maintain control of the chaos. DSS Condo now offers customizable project management packages that can be modified to meet your association's needs and budget, and now services Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. Contact DSS at 305-985-3772 or by visiting dsscondo.com. That's 305-985-3772.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.